Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything, for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of the Lord.
This morning we're thinking about knowing God in a deeper way. We read in 1 John 5 that the Apostle John wrote that you may know that you have eternal life. Paul, from his prison in Rome, wrote to encourage the Christians in Ephesus. He'd spent 3 years there. God had worked through him. And they'd come to know Jesus Christ. God had changed their lives, and they'd been blessed. Blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. They were in a spiritual battle. Paul knew that. But Paul also recognized that they, and we too, are empowered to overcome. That we're safe and secure in God's purposes for us. So that when we've done everything, we're still standing as Christians. My wife gave me a present a couple of weeks ago. It happened to be my birthday. And she wrapped it up beautifully in some lovely paper, put a nice ribbon around it and a lovely bow on the top, and she gave it to me. This is your present. I could have sat there and looked at it for the next 10 minutes. I think she would have wondered what I was doing. What I needed to do was to recognize that my wife loves me. She's given me a present that's going to be good for me, and I need to open it and use it. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in and through the name of Jesus, and we ask that as we look into your living word, so by your Holy Spirit, you will take it and use it in our hearts, to draw us closer to yourself, closer to Jesus, and to enable us to recognize that in him we have everything that we need for our Christian lives day by day. Father, we come to you, ask for your help, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, Paul here is looking at everything that God has done. He's heard of their faith in Jesus Christ, a vertical faith. He's heard of their love for one another horizontally. God has blessed them, and God planned it to happen. And Paul sees the genuine marks of growth amongst these people. Faith going hand in hand with love. Paul is recognizing the fulfilling of God's mystery, that unity of bringing everything together under Christ Jesus. It's God's plan. And you and I need to know God's plan and to live in God's plan. Paul knew that these people had been adopted, they'd been redeemed by God. God had brought them together as members of the body of Christ. God was making them into a new people who had every spiritual blessing that they needed. And so Paul looked forward to everything that God was going to do. And so Paul prayed. You see, Ephesus was an important center for culture, for politics, for economics, for spiritual things, but sadly, evil spiritual things. And it was on a main trade route. Paul knew the pressures upon these people, pressures from persecution, pressures from temptation and sickness, that there were powers around that would seek to pull these people away from Christ. Same kind of powers that you and I face, the powers of temptation, the powers of the pressure of the world in which we live, to drag us away so that we give up following Jesus. So Paul prays. What does he pray? As he prays, he shows he loves them. He cares for them. He remembers them in his prayers. He knew it was important to thank God for them, for God's grace working amongst them. And so he brought their spiritual needs to God, which is what we need to do for one another, knowing that God could do immeasurably more than he could ask or think. Paul knew God had planned it all through the death of Christ. God was working out his purposes. It was all for God's glory. It was all to show God's grace amongst them. A couple weeks ago, my wife used the internet to look at what was happening in a couple churches where we came from. And as she looked at some of the services that were happening, she saw that there was an evening service. And in that evening service, there were two names, two people who were going to speak, a husband and wife. And she recognized the names. And so she found out a little bit more information. And as she found out the information, she came and told me. And this couple were being used by God in the Middle East. He'd been used to form many churches. He was training up the nationals to take over the churches. He was training up people to have good jobs. And I was thrilled with that, because I remembered about 40 years before, speaking in a little church out in the country, giving an appeal, and this man coming forward at the end of the service saying he wanted to know Christ as his Saviour. And I could see what God had done in and through his life. Paul could see what God was doing in the church here in Ephesus. I was encouraged. We need to encourage one another. Paul was overflowing with thanks. And Paul knew that these people had an inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. Paul knew that God was sovereign. Because he called them, he would guarantee everything for them in their lives. Everything was from our glorious Father, the God of glory. It was in him, it belongs to him, it was through him. And you and I as Christians need to know God as our Father in a much, much deeper way. Know him as our friend. Know him as our guide. Because the better we actually know God, the better we know ourselves. And we need to live in God's plan and God's purpose. And so Paul prays that God will give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that they will actually know him better. They are already included in Christ. They're already sealed with God's Holy Spirit. They already have an eternal inheritance. But Paul prays that they will have wisdom. Not human wisdom, because that's foolishness with God. But godly wisdom. and that they'll have revelation, that discernment that enables them to understand and see what God is doing, to understand the Word of God that illuminates it, makes it living and real in their lives. Wisdom shows us how we can use knowledge correctly. You see, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, and we need godly wisdom. The church was surrounded by false teaching, idol worship, the occult, had the Temple of Artemis, one of the seven wonders of the world there in Ephesus. And you and I, we live in a world of false teaching, a world with occult spiritual forces around, and our Christian lives need to be strengthened and developed. And we need wisdom and discernment so that we know God better. We know God's purposes for us more and more. And we need to recognize that our salvation is in Christ. It is secure. It is certain. Because God, who began a good work in us, in you and in me, is going to complete it. And we're going to be one day with the Lord. As we look at having two congregations, God leading us, we need God's wisdom and knowledge. We need to develop our faith, our love for one another, to know God's purpose for us. And it's all available in and through God's Holy Spirit working in us. We can, as Christians, live lives that glorify Jesus because God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless in his sight. You know, sometimes we're a little bit like a little child who, receiving a present, plays with the wrapping paper. You've probably seen it. Or plays with the box, rather than playing and using the gift. But if we know that the giver is God, that he is good in everything that he's given to us, then surely we should receive and take and use what he has already given to us. So Paul was praying that the people would know God better. But Paul also prays that we'll know our inheritance better. We live in a society whose values and lifestyles are totally different to ours as Christians. And our spiritual eyes need to be opened so that we recognize what God has given to us, so that we live in the fullness of the inheritance that Christ has for us. It's God's purpose that we do that, because we are, as Christians, the church, and we need God's power. We were all born spiritually blind because we were born in sin. Without God's Holy Spirit, we don't accept the things that come from God. Things that come from God are spiritually discerned. We need God to open our eyes. In Christ, God made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. And Paul wants us to realize that spiritual things cannot be understood by our human intellect. It's only through the completed work of Christ and God's Holy Spirit working in us. Because all the time he's changing us, conforming us to the image of Christ. Our heart is our personality, our understanding, our intelligence. It's us being illuminated by God's Holy Spirit. And we need to receive and be open to receive what God wants to give to us. We need to take that inheritance, to know the hope that we have. Because as we know the hope that we have as Christians, that enables us to persevere, to keep going, to press on. It's a hope of knowing I'm forgiven in Christ. I'm being conformed to his image. I've got a home in heaven. I've got eternity with him. I've got that inheritance, and I've got that inheritance now. Now in Christ Jesus. And we're the church. We have that inheritance now. We're heirs of Christ. And we need to encourage one another to live as Christ wants us to live. After all, what more can God do for us? He has done it all for us. What more do we need? It is all in Christ. But we need to lay hold of it. To lay hold of it. We've got a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. Our inheritance cannot be lost because we're in Christ. We've been predestined out of darkness into his wonderful light. We've got a living hope in Christ. We're saved by grace. Yes, we live in a world with changing standards and immorality, just as the Ephesian church did. We've got different philosophies, cults, false religions, a continual eroding of Christian standards around us in society. And we need to focus our eyes on the hope, the certain hope that God has given to us in Christ Jesus. We're called according to God's purpose. He has called you according to his purpose. Called us individually. Called us as his church here for his purpose. So that our lives live a life that is worthy of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We are to be a holy people. And we've got a glorious inheritance. And Paul wants us to know it, to recognize it. All the blessings of salvation. We are the bride of Christ. We're God's people. We're a new creation. We're to live life to the full because we've been set apart to be a glorified church that glorifies Jesus Christ. So we've got this guarantee that deposits of our inheritance. God's given us everything. It's all available for us. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, love, our spiritual eyes opened, knowing the hope of our salvation, enjoying and experiencing our inheritance in Christ. God only gives good things. God only gives good things. So don't be afraid of what God wants to give to you, to us as his people. Like that little child with the parcel, we need to unwrap everything that God has given to us. And it's all for us in Christ Jesus. God wants us to actually use the inheritance. And he wants us to know his power better. That's what Paul was praying for. That incomparably great power that God has for us. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Nobody can. Nothing can. Having confidence in God's power for you, for me, for us as his people. And Paul wants us to be able to use that power. The power that enables us to be victors in Christ Jesus. The power that enables us to go and tell other people about Christ. The power that enables us to live as children of light in a society that is getting increasingly darker, in a generation that disregards God. And God's power is amazing. It's the greatest display of power this world has ever seen. And we need to recognize the fullness of this inheritance because God's power is dynamite. It's creative. He created the heavens and the earth. He has dominion over all things. His divine power has given us everything we need. Say it to yourself, I have everything I need in Christ. And God's immense power was shown when Christ was raised from the dead. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his glorification was that complete defeat of Satan. It revealed God is victor over all. And that lovely resurrection and glorification is a picture of what God is going to do for you and for me. We're one day going to be with Christ. That inheritance we will get to the full enjoyment of it, being with Christ. Paul said, I want to know Christ, to know the power of his resurrection. And everything is available in Christ. We just need to lay hold of what he has for us. It was the power that seated Christ at God's right hand, that place of privilege in the heavenly realms. It's the place where he rules and reigns, where today Christ intercedes for you and for me. That is encouraging. No matter how we feel, Christ intercedes. He prays for us. We've been raised up with Christ. That's our position. Our identity is in Christ. And it means that in Christ, depending upon him, we can be victorious, more than conquerors. We have new life, a new identity, and a new power. We share Christ's victory. But we've got a battle to fight, you see. Not against flesh and blood. Ephesians 6 tells us it's against rulers, authorities, powers of this dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. But God has given to us the victory in Christ Jesus. God's placed everything under the feet of Jesus. Jesus is head over everything for the church, for you and for me. He is head over everything because we are the church, his body. All things are subject to Christ. He rules over them all. And his power is available for us as Christians to be overcomers, because we are the body of Christ. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We have everything that we need in Jesus. And therefore we have the privilege of knowing the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. We do not need to be dry spiritually, because we have the fullness of Christ, and we need to recognize that as God's people. He supplies all our needs, and he wants us, his people, his church, to be filled with his power. He wants us to be the church that he wants us to be. He is our head, from whom we receive everything that we need. So Paul, as he prays here, recognizing that they have every spiritual blessing, says, look, lay hold of it, grasp it, realize it. It's not theory. Put it into reality, into practice, into daily life. Know God better. Know your inheritance better. Know God's power better in your life. This morning, this is what God is saying to us. You know, you may be here, you may not be, even be a Christian. This morning is the opportunity for you to come and know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Simply be asking him to forgive your sins, to come into your life and to save you, recognizing that he died on the cross for you. How well this morning do we know God? How well do you know God? Do you want to actually know him better, have a deeper understanding of who he is? Do you need to know more of the inheritance that you have in Christ Jesus? And how much of God's power do we experience in our lives day by day when it is all available for us in Christ Jesus? Remember the child with the present, beautifully wrapped. Have you taken off the wrapping paper from the present God has given to you? Or are you playing with the box? Or are you going for everything that God has given to you in Christ Jesus? Because when we go for everything that God has given us in Christ Jesus, then our life is an adventure with Jesus. Do you want an adventure with Jesus? Then walk with him and accept everything that he has given to you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for that amazing inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you that you are our Father, that you love us with an amazing love, and you've proved it by sending Jesus. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that day by day you are with us to strengthen us, to enable us as your people to shine the light of Christ in the society in which we live. Help us, Father, to know you more, to know more of your inheritance, and to know more of your sovereign power in our lives. Because, Father, we ask it in the name of Jesus, so that you will be honored and you will be glorified through us, your church. Amen.